Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of our parsha, Hashem tells Moshe to request from Bnei Yisrael and to encourage Bnei Yisrael to donate materials for the construction of the Mishkan. And in the first couple of psukim, the Torah says the word truma, donation, contribution. It says the word truma three times. The Torah says in the beginning of Perek Chafhei, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael vikhuli truma. Meis kol isha sheidven libo tikhu et trumasi and vizos hatruma asher tikhu meitam, etc. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that these three mentions of the word truma refer to three different collections for the Mishkan. One refers to a half shekel from each person, and those funds were used for the adanim, the sockets of the planks that surrounded the Mishkan. The second truma was also a half shekel from each person, and those funds were used for korbanos tzibur, for communal korbanos. And the third truma was a general collection. Everyone could give whatever amount they want, and those funds were to be used for the general construction and the regular operation of the Mishkan. So we have three donations going on here. One fixed amount for the sockets, for the adanim, of the planks that surrounded the Mishkan, one fixed amount for public korbanos, and one flexible, variable truma for general construction of the Mishkan. But one of these seems strange. I understand why the korbanos tzibur must be financed by a fixed donation from everyone in Klal Yisrael. Everyone has a part in these korbanos, and everyone should feel and everyone should know that they have a part in these korbanos. So that's why the Torah required everyone to give, and for everyone to give the same amount. However, why was there another truma for the adanim, for the sockets that held the planks surrounding the Mishkan area? Why couldn't they just be part of the other contribution that people gave for the building of the Mishkan? Why did it need a separate contribution, and why was that contribution a fixed amount and not flexible, each person donating whatever they wanted? These questions are asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson. He died in 1994. This is found in Likutei Sichos in Chelek Aleph, on our Parsha in Sicha Aleph. It's also in Chelek Yud Aleph in Sicha Aleph. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that there is a deep message here that impacts all of us. The Mishkan and the Mikdash are the physical focal points of our Avodas Hashem. And everything that goes on there, even the smallest details, contain powerful messages as to how we can serve Hashem in the most authentic and effective manner. When it comes to our Avodas Hashem, there are two levels or two general categories. On the one hand, there are the actions that you and I take and perform in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This includes not only our Torah learning, our tefillah, etc., but it also includes what emphasis we place on various mitzvos. In this category, every Jew is different. Some people place more of an emphasis on Gemara learning, others on Tanakh, others on Halacha, whatever else. There's no right or wrong here. As long as everyone receives proper Torah guidance, the Torah recognizes that each of us is different, and we use our various kochos and various interests to serve Hashem differently. Some people excel in acts of chesed, and some people more in Talmud Torah. Again, there's no right or wrong here, and everyone should have a healthy balance. But with proper Torah guidance, there is a lot of flexibility and leeway as to how we spend our time and what we focus on. But there is another category of our Avodas Hashem, and that is in our emunah, in the fundamentals of our faith. In this category, there is no leeway. Yes, there's machlokas among the Rishonim as to what exactly are the principles of our faith, but the fundamental concepts are non-negotiable. The existence of God, Torah min haShamayim, etc. There's no wiggle room here. These are fixed. And this, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is what the Mishkan and the Trumos are teaching us. We can and we must contribute whatever we can to the building of the Mishkan. As the center of our avoda and the focal point of our growth, we can give whatever we want because that's what our avoda is. Of course, and it's an exaggeration. I cannot give whatever I want. Not everything is allowed in Avodas Hashem. But within the confines of halacha and with proper Torah guidance, this person gives a little more here. This person gives a little more there. This person focuses on this aspect of their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that person focuses on something else. It's a variable amount of truma that goes to the varying styles and emphases of our avoda. That's for the general contributions to the Mishkan. But for the basics, for the esodos of our emuna, the adanim, those sockets that hold the Mishkan into place, no, those are the very fundamental principles of our faith. Emuna in Hashem, Kabbalos al Malchus Shemaim, Torah min Hashemaim, etc. These are Ikrei Emuna. And when it comes to Ikrei Emuna, when it comes to the very foundations, the sockets upon which our avoda is based, that is literally one size fits all, symbolized by a fixed truma to the Mishkan. Have an amazing day, everyone!